having trouble with this amplifier this morning, but David's dulcet tones don't seem to give it any problem. Okay, we're really having trouble. All right, let's try a different setting and pass the microphone.
All right, good morning. I think first we're going to take a brief look at the upper levels. They're showing the 500 millibar flow to be generally northwest to southeast. Now, this is up in the islands area between New Caledonia and Vanuatu, portions of Fiji, and a little bit further south. So that gives you the general idea of the flow. Now, of course, over Dana, we see cyclonic circulation, and that extends all the way up to about 20,000 feet. Now, flow at 700 millibar is also northwest to southeast. And all of this indicates the potential track of Dana. So there are models that pick up all of these winds at these different altitudes, and the program then establishes what they think the track is going to be. Most of the time, well, they're reasonably accurate, but in general, that is what steers the tropical cyclones, but they really haven't been able to dial it in exactly. Okay, before we do an analysis of the tropical cyclones, first we'll take a look at the synoptic charts. So as Patricia had mentioned, we have a strong high sitting over New Zealand, central pressure 1029er, and a very active depression lies in the mid-Tasman. Now the low that had formed near Futuna, that has moved a little bit south and actually has developed into a very weak tropical depression. And it's called TD22F for Foxtrot, 22 Foxtrot. And it lies northwest of Tonga, northwest of Tonga. Now for New Zealand, the Tasman depression tomorrow will be just west of the South Island, and a front is going to just start to tip to the west coast. Now, the main frontal band is going to encompass really all of New Zealand by Thursday. Now, hold that picture in your mind as we move to Dana. So at midnight last night, Dana's location was 15 degrees 30 minutes south, and 164 degrees 48 minutes east. And the maximum winds were 95 knots. Central pressure 963 millibar. Now today, well, today may see the maximum intensity of the cyclone. This may be the worst day for Dana. The Joint Tropical Warning Center estimates gusts may reach up to about 125 knots. Now by tomorrow, Tuesday, Dana is tracked to be almost over Uvea, just slightly to the west, the center, or the eye, if you will, just slightly to the west of Uvea. Midnight looks like it's going to be just northeast of Ile de Pan. Wednesday, the warning center tracks Dana to be located at about 26 south and 173 east. That's been fairly consistent, that approximate location by Wednesday. So the models have done a fairly decent job on that. Good to see consistency. Now, it's at this point that Dana will link up now with the New Zealand cold front. If you remember, we just talked about the cold front encompassing all of New Zealand. Well, that cold front is going to extend north and hook up to Dana. So by dinner time on Thursday, we probably will see a continuous troughing from New Zealand to Dana to Fiji and Tonga. Winds east of 175 east will be northeasterlies. So anybody that is underway, hopefully nobody, The winds will pretty much be on the nose if you're trying to get to Fiji or Tonga. Now between 25 south and Fiji and Tonga itself, expect 20 to 25 knots and higher gusts, of course. Now expect the seas to be probably 3.5 to 4.5 meters, and more than likely a little bit higher than that. Now most of the yachts that we're aware of, I think, should have reached their destination by then. I'm sure there's a couple that have not been in contact with us that are out there, but that we don't know who they are. Now, as mentioned earlier, Donna will start to wind down after Wednesday. Now, two things apply here. The storm is nearing cooler water, and that's going to deprive the cyclone of potential energy. It needs 26.5 degree centigrade water all the way down to 60 meters in order to maintain intensity and to actually grow. And as it gets further south, that's not going to happen. The second is wind shear. Tropical cyclones cannot withstand strong upper-level winds that are not cyclonic or anticyclonic. And what's going to happen is the winds are going to be basically from, like I said, the northwest to southeast, and that is going to blow the tops off of all of the big CBs that are building in the eyewall of the tropical cyclone, and therefore its intensity will start to decrease. Now, Donna will not be able to continue its rotation as we know it, again, as this altitude gets higher and higher. So this is all good news, but it's still potent, and it's still got plenty of wind in it, and it's still driving some pretty good seas. Well, the next window. So when is that going to be? So as we estimated, I think a few days ago, we picked this coming Saturday as a possibility, and looking at things this morning in some detail, still looks pretty much the case. Now, winds near New Zealand on Saturday, all the way up to about 25 south, they'll be fresh all right, but they'll be out of the southeast. And I would say 25 knots in the mean, a few areas of perhaps 30 knots, and of course higher gusts in all areas. You may be saying that doesn't sound like much of a window. Well, it might not be because of the intensity of the wind, but at least it's in the right direction. Now, long range, we may see the next front over New Zealand, extending actually to New Caledonia by around Monday the 22nd. So anyway, as Saturday gets a little bit closer, we'll be eyeballing this and give you, well, the latest as we see it. Now, those heading for the Australis, quite a few people this year are heading east to the southern islands of French Polynesia. You folks may have to take, well, I guess what I would call a modified southern route, as all of the highs, all of the anticyclones, they seem to be centered a little bit more to the south, actually La Nina-type conditions, rather than the neutral conditions that we're experiencing now. Now, a deep depression may be encountered if you do leave on Saturday or thereabouts around Thursday, the 18th of May, and that'll be right around 165 west, and latitude probably around 37 south. So a little bit too far out to be sure on that. So we'll address this again later in the week. So it's possible your track may be a due easterly course from the Opua area, and then modify it as you head east. You may have to jog north, may have to jog south. It just depends on what these systems are doing. All right, well, that's that. Moving on to the islands, it's blowing in New Caledonia. Now, up in Prony, these winds that I'm going to give right now don't necessarily apply because the orographics around Prony are such that winds are usually a little bit lighter and a little bit different direction in the Bay of Fronie. So anyhow, for the Southern Lagoon, which is the area we normally report, today expect easterlies 30 knots, gusting 40, and there'll be plenty of rain in this. Tuesday, Southern Lagoon, easterlies 30 to 35 knots, gusting 40. Wednesday, not so great. Southeast winds 35 to 40 and higher gusts. Loyalties 45 knots and higher gusts. So that's the story there in Newtown. As far as moving around in there, I'll get to that in a few minutes. Vanuatu, well, that's been a disaster area. A lot of damage in Vanuatu. Boy, they don't need that. The center of Dana, just to the west, fortunately just to the west, it looked like it was going to track right down the top of all of the group, but it hasn't done that. However, the winds up and down the group today are going to range from northerlies to maybe northeast winds, 40 to 45 knots, areas of higher gusts, actually much higher gusts, and torrential rain. Now, Donna went from a Category 3 to a Category 4, and this morning it's dropped back down to a Category 3. Fiji, moving over there, actually doesn't look too bad at all under satellite imagery. The trough is weakened to the point where few clouds are obvious on the latest satellite run. There is a strong wind warning still in force, south-southeast winds, 20 to 25 knots. The same on Tuesday. By Wednesday now, the eastern areas show east-southeast winds up to 30 knots. So quite a bit of breeze there for Fiji. Tonga shows a good amount of cloud, and strong wind warnings are in effect for virtually the whole chain. Strong southeast winds, 30 knots in the mean. Pretty much the same tomorrow. By Wednesday, the winds will back a little bit to the east-southeast, and they still will be in the 30-knot range. Now, Wallace and Futuna should see northwest winds 15 to 25 knots, as the islands are just to the northeast of that weak tropical depression that I talked about. And that tropical depression will stay rotating. Let's see how long it will stay rotating. Let's take a look at Wednesday. Still there Wednesday, a little bit to the north of Fiji. And by Thursday, it looks like it will have decreased tremendously. It's still cyclonic to the west, northwest of the Asawas. And by Friday, looks like it's gone. So there you go for that. Now, Bay du Fronie for the conditions that you'll experience there. And I think you said you were in Grand Rad.
Northwest corner, I said.
Yeah, that would be northwest corner would be Grand Rad. Okay, so when the winds start to come out of a southerly quadrant, your best bet is to go to Bon Anse or Anse de l'Est. So in other words, if you look at your chart, the southern part of Fronie, to the east, you'll see a deep bay that runs west-east. And just get up into the eastern corner of that. Those are for winds out of the south or southeast or north. If the winds are going to be out of the west, then you can go to the west side of Bay du Fronie and you'd be okay up in Grand Rad, up to the north, or there's another bay west of the old Casey that you can tuck into. We've been in there many times. So anything out of the southwest or west, that's where you'd go. But be prepared to move as the winds start to do a bit of plucking in that area. Any questions on Bay du Fronie? Over.
Yes, so I believe we are in that Grand Bay. I don't have the name of it, but we're at 22 18 33 by 166 5074. Not much as well, I would assume, comes into the bay.
No.
Yeah, no, it's it gets very protected in there for sure. So since most of the winds for NewCal are going to be basically out of the east, it looks like to me, and then going to the southeast, I think I'd pick up the anchor and head over to Bon Anse now, and that's roughly 22 degrees, 23 south. So if you look at your chart, you'll see that as you're looking at the chart. In the right-hand side of Beta Prony. Do you see it? Over.
I'll have to check after. Over.
Okay. You'll find it. It's very, very obvious. And now anchoring in there, it's quite deep in the middle, and it shallows up very quickly, so be aware of that. But if you tuck right into the east side of it, you should be okay from the east to the southeast winds, and they will be very strong and gusty. But you've got some high hills that are to your south and to your east, and a lot of the wind may blow over the top of you. So what will probably happen is the winds will come in big gusts. So be prepared for that one. Over.
And if you have any information about the mud holding.
What? Mud holding.
That area has got a lot of quite delicate coral, and everybody kind of thinks aghast at anchoring in there, but everybody does anchor in there. So I wouldn't say the holding is ultra fantastic. I would say it's probably average to slightly below average. However, you could get lucky. The whole idea is to get out a fair amount of scope, and you should be okay. Over.
Okay, thank you for that report.
All right, anyone else with any questions, come now.
Okay, it's one from Tika here. All right, a quick note from Tika for David. He notices on the GFS model it shows a small front coming through on Wednesday, which may kick winds a little to the north up at Tonga. Any comments and rationale to perhaps leave Friday rather than Saturday to try and beat that? Now, folks, you've got women on board, some of you have got bananas on board, and you want to try and go on a Friday as well? This is really, really stretching the limits here. All right, so you're not superstitious. Here's David.
Oh dear, Fridays. I don't know how many people have asked me about the Friday thing. You know, we don't do it. Every time we have done it, something has gone wrong.
Only once.
Well, that's why. Anyhow, the winds are going to be pretty stiff, I think, on Friday. You'll find that out. Yes, if you're brave, I suppose you can go. Personally, we like things to settle down a little bit. Well, our choice, again, if it were us, it would be Saturday, just to allow things to do just that, settle down. But we'll know more in a few days, so keep your shirt on, and we'll report every day how things are looking, and maybe with some luck you can get out a little bit earlier. Now, that trough that we're talking about, that is the one that's going to hook up with Donna and go up all the way to Fiji and Tonga, and that's all part of the major system. So what we're waiting for is for all of that to start moving to the east and for Donna to dissipate, which it will do. So there you have it. There's hope. So we'll keep you informed.
It's a pity this isn't on video, because the picture of Donna is absolutely stunning for those that have got internet access. It's got the eye, it's got all of the classic shape. She's just a real curvy broad. So, it's a great picture for those that want to have a look at it. Is that the, not the Italian, the Japanese picture, is it? Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the Japanese one. Hirowari. Boy, that's a difficult one. All right, anybody else with anything? C-State on the same window asks Astarte. Gee, Michael and Barbara really want things calm, don't they? The C-State with those winds, Michael. Gee, even I could answer that one. It's not going to be pleasant. In fact, I'd probably run out of bags if I was going. Hang on a minute.
We'll have to look to see
what the models are going to talk about with leaving on, say, Saturday, and what the sea state is going to be.
Okay. All right, from what I can see, no pun intended, it looks, well, close into New Zealand, not obviously not bad at all. Once out 100 or so miles, expect 2.5 meters. Once you get past that, as you're approaching, say, 32, 33 south, that sort of a thing, looking like 4 meters at the moment. 4 meters.
In what direction?
And that direction will be more or less southwest. Southwest direction. Push you along, says Patricia. Into those lovely 25 knots southeasterlies. So anyway, that's what it's looking like now, but that may change. So we'll let you know.
Yeah, it always surprises me how quickly the seas get up, but then it's, the reverse is also true. The seas go down pretty rapidly too. So yeah, we'll be keeping a careful eye because we do want to get rid of you all. I mean, I don't mean to put it that way, but as you know, our last day on air is next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but the next Tuesday. So we do hope that you're all going to be safely away and up by then. Otherwise, we'll feel extra guilty leaving you all. Alrighty. Anybody else with anything?
I'm not here.
Okay, now Via is still looking for somebody that's sitting there with a Tide program.